Hi friends, this is Alvaro with the channel Uniquely Mary, and in today's video, we will talk about an amazing and life-changing way of receiving the Eucharist. Now, what is amazing about the Eucharist is that it's like a spiritual Swiss Army knife. There are so many ways that you can understand the Eucharist, and as soon as you think you understand everything, there's even more to learn. There's different prayers that you can pray. There's different ways of increasing your participation at Mass. But this way that I want to speak to you, I bet you've never heard before, and you've never considered it. And it's simply by asking the question, what is the Eucharist for? When I began looking at videos that were talking about how to use food, and when you look at people that put out a lot of videos on the internet about nutrition, they talk about using a certain food for a very specific thing. For instance, reducing inflammation, heart health, eye health, brain health. And so we can ask a similar question. How are we supposed to receive it? Now, the way that I want to point out to you takes the Mass as a whole. Now, one way that people typically do is they kind of go and they receive communion, and it's this intimate relationship with Jesus, this unbelievable experience. Perhaps you could see it as like this family meal that it's bonding you into the body of Christ, the church. But this way is a little bit more integrated into what we see happen at Mass. It is a food that is meant to do something. First of all, what is that something? What is the grace that Eucharist is meant to give you? It has to do with the readings of the day. We are meant to be formed as Catholics in the Scriptures and through the Scriptures. That's how God forms us. That's how God speaks to us. That's what God wants us to do, especially the Gospels, where Jesus specifically challenges us to do certain things. So often people talk about, you know, I want God to talk to me. I wish God would talk to me. And they don't realize God is talking to you, especially at the Sunday readings. Every Sunday, God is telling you to do a specific thing. And you can ask the question, where am I going to get the strength to do this Sunday's task? And that's where the Eucharist comes in. We are meant to receive the Eucharist to give us the specific strength for the readings of that day's Mass. We are meant to go to Mass and read the readings and see it as a specific challenge, something for us to do, something for us to meditate on. And the strength to do that will come from receiving that specific Eucharist. The Eucharist of each and every day brings with it a different grace depending on what you need. So let me give you a very concrete example. Today, Sunday Mass, Jesus has this encounter with Peter. Jesus tells him, put out into deep water. Now, I began associating this with this YouTube channel that I feel like God wants me to put out even deeper to catch more men and women. And so when I went to go receive communion, my prayer was this, Lord Jesus, through this Eucharist, give me the grace to put out into deep water. Lord Jesus, through this Eucharist that is you that I'm receiving, help me live out the you that I'm hearing. Can you imagine if every day when you went to Mass and you heard a challenge from the Gospel, a challenge from the Old Testament, and you no longer thought to yourself, I wish I could do that. I wish I could forgive. I wish I could be poor. I wish I could pray as Jesus did. Consider every Eucharist that you receive as having all the nutrients, spiritually speaking, to give you the strength to fulfill out to the letter the Gospel of that day. When you go to Mass, it's not just a spiritual experience, not just a prayer. It's you going and being transformed by the readings and getting the strength to do that from the Eucharist. Now, if you see the Eucharist in this way, you see it as a whole. You see the Gospels and the readings as your mission for that day, or perhaps that week if you go to Mass weekly, and the bread and the food that will give you the strength to fulfill that mission is the Eucharist. My friends, I hope this way of seeing the Eucharist as the fuel to fulfill the readings for that Mass, I hope seeing the Eucharist in this way will completely transform how you go to Mass and how you receive the Eucharist. Now, if you want to know more about different ways that we can receive the Eucharist, check out this video right here.